This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. We are kicking off hour number one of the Wednesday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Whether it be a political issue or even a personal problem, whatever's on your mind goes, again, take control. 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where you'll find the archives, the last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described, right there on the front page of the website. There's no digging around, there's no membership fee, no special section for people that have credit cards or anything like that. It's just totally free. You just go to freetalklive.com. There they are.
It's not buried treasure. It's treasure that's out in the open.
That's right.
Indeed.
And that doesn't mean it's not valuable. You can go get them at freetalklive.
It is valuable. What other radio show does that?
None that I know of.
None. You can't. Rush isn't going to give you his archives.
Certainly
for free.
None of the big boys. I'm sure there's some little shows out there.
They can afford to hire a tech guy to do it. The show has to have somebody who's capable of doing it.
True.
Who's
How many
dedicated
talk show enough. Hosts are capable of running their own website?
Yeah, I'm sure there's not too many radio shows out there that are giving away all of their archives for free.
Exactly. So go get them at freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. Your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. So for more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or you can log on at freestateproject.org.
Now, in case it's your first time tuning in, this is the show you can take control of. So, again, like I said, anything goes if you make the call. 1-800-259-9231. Otherwise, we'll bring up what we want to. And depending on how the phones go, we may or may not get to this stuff. But, Manwich, on the way tonight, you have an article about...
Well, I've got one on the federal flood insurance, which
okay.
I'm very excited about reading. And I've got another one on...
On how bad it is.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, yes, as you can imagine. Right. All you have to do is listen to Free Talk Live a little bit to realize how we're going to feel about federal anything.
Right.
Well, federal flood insurance.
Speaking of... And you've got something else about a crazy new gun law that's being proposed. Also, Jason, coming up tonight, you've got something related to the feds.
I do. Federal Bureau of Investigation, as a matter of fact.
Investigating whom?
Just celebrities, people of note. They have files on everybody.
Okay, we'll come to that if we get a chance. But first, we need to go to the phones and to the fun to Jim Babka, the head of DownsizeDC.org, one of our favorite organizations in the whole wide world. Jim Babka, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Well, and this is one of my favorite radio shows.
All right.
Thank you, Jim.
And we have a mutual admiration society going on here. And I actually hope that I get to hear a little bit about this FEMA flood insurance story.
I'm sure you will. If you can't hear us live, you can always get the archive at freetalklive.com. But you're calling in actually from Washington, D.C. tonight.
And Belly of the Beast.
That's not normally where you're at, Jim Babka. Why are you in Washington, D.C.?
Well, we just spent the last 2 days up on Capitol Hill. Meeting with legislative staff and even some representatives and a senator. We had 9 appointments in total, and we ran into a couple other senators along the way to promote the Read the Bills Act.
You know, I've been reading the emails that you've been sending out, culminating in this visit, and I'm very excited. What have the meetings been like?
Well, let's hold that for a moment.
We've got
to find out what the Read the Bills Act is for everybody that's never heard Jim Babka before.
Sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself.
Well, the Read the Bills Act is designed to slow Congress down. I mean, as our name would suggest, we're downsized D.C., and we believe they do far too much. And so we want them to be a little bit more deliberate. And so we've put together a proposal that requires a physical reading of the bills. They actually will have the clerk stand up and read the entire bill under this provision.
Now that's deliberation for you.
He's
oh,
so
my
modest.
God. They would know what the bill said, like the Patriot Act. They didn't know what it said until 2 days after they voted it in.
I love how modest Jim Babka is. They're just going to be a little more deliberate and actually read the bills that they have signed. Now, let's not forget that the bills that they typically sign are hundreds and hundreds of pages long.
And
there's
voting
no
in legislation that you haven't read is nigh evil. I mean, it's just this side of evil. It's certainly criminally negligent.
Yeah, agreed.
So not all of them feel that way, by the way. The other two things that we're going to do in here is require a 7-day waiting period, kind of a cooling off period, if you will, that will allow them to after the final reading of the bill to consider it. But also, they're going to post it on the internet during those 7 days, which means that the American people, the watchdog groups, great talk shows like Free Talk Live will have a chance when the public is paying the most attention, which is right before a bill gets passed, to be able to analyze the bill. and write their congressman.
There's a senator calling in right now that wants another appointment.
not only is the Read the Bills Act going to... Hey, everybody.
All right, it's gone now.
Not only is the Read the Bills Act going to drastically cut down on the physical size of these bills, because there's no way... physically,
right.
That you could get up and read the Patriot Act and have anybody be able to stay awake through it, and it's just not... you're going to have 2-page-long bills.
These things look like phone books in major metros.
Right.
It's crazy.
So that's going to be one major benefit. The other really cool benefit of this is that nobody's going to be able to slip anything in under the radar. Of course, there's two primary ways they do this. They slip it in into one of these 1,000-page
right.
bills, and nobody ever knows it's in there. Secondly, as we reported, I guess it was a couple days ago, that one of the state legislatures came together at 2 o'clock in the morning and voted themselves, 15% raise in pay,
yeah.
figuring nobody would know about it. This kind of stuff would be put
Sneaky.
To an end by the Read the Bills Act. Correct?
Yes, it would. They'd have to wait 7 days after the final reading, and they'd have to post it up on the internet. So, there would be all kinds of people that would be aware of something like this and the progress of it, and they would have, seven days to begin rallying against it.
Would there be, is there a way they could modify it at the last minute, or is that 7-day waiting period, there's no changes at that point?
They could modify it all they want. They just have to reset the clock.
I see. So if they modify it, then it has to be read again, and then there's another 7-day waiting period.
Another 7-day waiting period.
Got it. So you guys have really done your research. You had a great team of pro-freedom lawyers put this together. It's ironclad from everything I've seen. Now what you're doing is you're kind of touring around and you're kind of presenting it to people, which brings us to what you've been doing for the past 2 days. So tell us about your experiences.
Well, step one, actually, if I can just go back in time a little bit, introduced this in May. We've done very little, relatively speaking, to promote this. We have not spent any advertising dollars or hunted down. You guys have talked about it on your show, and we've had some other interested hosts that have kind of kept up with this, but we haven't put any advertising muscle behind this.
Mm-hmm.
Our site, which people can come to and register and send a message to Congress, we have generated close to 15,000 messages to Capitol Hill just on this issue alone.
That's right. The members of DownsizeDC.org have been the ones who have managed to push this thing through.
That's true.
Just on the strength of their emails. And the reason for the strength of the emails is because DownsizeDC.org makes it so easy. I've got an account there. All I have to do is type in Manwich and my little password, and bam, everything is done for me.
I
click yes.
Yeah, so easy. You don't even have to, if you got cookies turned on, you don't even have to type in your name.
Right, I don't have to type in Manwich. I just have to type in my password. You're right.
And so we've generated close to 15,000 messages, and that was kind of, step one. Now we're beginning to enter phase two, which is where we begin to develop a plan for what we're going to do in Capitol Hill. And this was kind of a combination of, introducing it, hoping for a sponsor, but we weren't holding our breath on any of these appointments this week.
Sure.
We were trying to do some fact-finding and trying to find out what the nature of these visits is like and how to promote the bill and who we should be talking to. And kind of polished our presentation. We had some great folks join us. We had two folks come up from Florida. We had a gentleman come in from Indiana, another one come down from Maryland. And we had a guy who didn't come from Alaska that also scheduled an appointment for us. And so those were, we visited their representatives and senators and presented the Read the Bills Act to them.
So what was the response like? What did these guys think?
Well, it's mixed. It falls into three categories. There are some, fully entrenched senators who are not the least bit interested. And, in fact, today I had a rather contentious meeting with the staff of Lisa Murkowski, the senator from Alaska. They felt that we were cold, unheartless, and mean because they have the responsibility to address crises like Katrina, and 7 days is just too long to pass a multi-billion-dollar bill.
Poor baby.
I'm sorry. You know what was cold, heartless, and mean? Turning away all the aid that Americans sent to Louisiana, and FEMA did that.
Yeah, hang on, Jim Babka. Hang on for us, man. We're going to have to put you on hold. 800-259-9231. If you've got a question for Jim Babka from DownsizeDC.org, he's telling about his trip to D.C., and we will come back with more. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, PhD, only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on the subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food, only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc., for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold, in the same time frame, increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugars, saturated fats, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the show. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll find out first if you're on the updates list. And, of course, like everything else, it's totally free at freetalklive.com. So, and actually, you can go straight to updates.freetalklive.com if you want to sign up. Updates.freetalklive.com. And we have Jim Babka on the line from DownsizedEC.org. He is the president, I guess, of DownsizedEC.org, which is just a fantastic organization dedicated to making it easy for you to contact your representatives. I mean, it's so easy. You just go, you sign up one time. From that point on, you have a username and a password, and you log in, and then you just click a button, and it sends off issue-based emails to your representatives, depending on whatever the action issue is for that particular day or week, or you know, it's various different liberty-oriented, downsized DCing sorts of things.
Right, because I don't want to have to write a letter to each and every one of my representatives and my senator every single each and every
senator. They're not worth 37
and
cents,
right? And all that stuff every time an issue comes up. I love this. It's just so easy. You know, here's a a template for me. It enters all my relevant information because I've entered it in previously, and bam.
So we're talking to Jim about the Read the Bills Act, which basically the short version is it's going to force the senators and the Congress people basically to read. In a public, like, they have to actually get together, all of them have to be there, they have to actually read the entire bill that's being proposed, and then once that's done, there's a 7-day waiting period attached to that particular bill before they can vote on it. And that's kind of the short version of what Read the Bills does. It does a lot of just great things that are going to result in a lot less government. In fact, one of the other cool things, Jim Babka from DownsizedDC.org about Read the Bills, is it's going to apply retroactively. So, for instance, if a federal program comes up for renewal, or a federal law comes up for renewal, that will have to be read in front of the Congress. Is that correct?
Yes, they have to sit down and reread the whole thing. So, like, we just went through this renewal of the Patriot Act. It had sunsetted. They would have actually had to reread the Patriot Act. It's a very large bill. My belief is they wouldn't have read the whole thing. They would have stopped short somewhere, and we would have taken at least some of the provisions, if not all of the provisions, out.
James in Alaska emails in to ask, if they go to sleep, by the time the bill gets read, do they have to read it all over again?
Well, they have an affidavit that they have to sign as part of this proposal. You mentioned that there were other parts to this. We have an affidavit available to them. If they want to vote in the affirmative, in other words, if they want to spend more money, then they have to sign an affidavit saying that they've actually read the bill. There's actually no requirement on them to vote no. We actually had a congressman who said, you know, most of these programs are stupid, and I want to be able to vote no, and I don't want to have to waste my time reading the bill. We thought that was reasonable. What we're concerned about is the fact that government is growing at a very rapid rate, and so we wanted to make it so that they were going to vote in the affirmative. For their vote to count, they would have to sign this affidavit. That's how we've covered that side of the proposal, and they can simply say, I heard it read, or I have read it myself, and I'm familiar with the contents of the bill.
That's
and
a
they
good
sign
one.
The affidavit. Now, as far as the reading provision, the reason we're having it read out loud is just to slow to grind it. We're throwing sand in the gears. We're trying to slow the whole mechanism down and give time for deliberation and give time for the American people to respond and give time to give them less time, less opportunity to be passing more and more and more stuff.
Well, now, everybody knows that politicians are slippery little snakes, and they're going to figure out anything that they can do to get out of this. Now, can they read? Is there some provision in the Read the Bills Act for them reading more than one bill at once?
Yes, there is actually. We did specify that they had to read one bill at a time, and they had to read it in the order that it's written. So they can't even read the same bill with having five people reading different sections of it.
So you've pretty much covered all the bases. Now, you're in Washington, D.C.
Wow.
You're meeting with some senators, some representatives to find out what they think about this. You had a negative response from one of the reps from Alaska.
Yeah, the senator's office from Alaska. That was a very negative meeting. But I wanted to let you know as we were going to the break, I stood my ground. I let them know that this was not an acceptable excuse. You know, in 1941, and by anybody's standards, Pearl Harbor was an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
It was an urgent situation. There was nothing stopping the Navy from shooting back. No, Congress didn't meet so that the Navy could shoot back.
Right.
And then the President, under especially today under current the War Powers Act, has about 30 days to do whatever he wants. Now, clearly Congress is going to take something like going to war very seriously, and they're going to meet quickly and figure out what they need to do in a situation like that. 7 days is actually more than sufficient. But, you know, in a situation like this, where you're looking at something as important as going to war, deliberation is definitely needed. And I have to point out to these, they said to me in response, they said, well, you know, the American people don't care about all these distinctions. They look at us as the government as a whole, and they say, you guys need to do something. And I said, well, I'm kind of thinking more back to the founding fathers. And they set up a system, and they weren't asking you folks to all work together. In fact, in some cases, they wanted you guys to fight each other a little bit.
Right.
They wanted what's called separation of powers and checks and balances.
They wanted to make it difficult to make government bigger.
That's exactly right. And so when you've got an emergency like Katrina, which is what they brought up and why I was pretty much heartless as far as they were concerned, and I got them very upset by this, when they brought that catastrophe up and said that we have to do something about this, I simply pointed out that that's the executive branch's job.
That's right. We have to do something. We must steal the American people's money.
Yes.
Quickly.
We must have an emergency spending bill with full of pork and all sorts of things that have nothing to do with disaster aid. Isn't that what always happens?
Let's build a town in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico again.
So I've reminded them that they are the Congress, and it's their job to be deliberative, to allocate funds where necessary. That's their constitutional role, and to provide oversight. But the actual administration, there are people who spend their lives full-time gaming out all these various scenarios. They are supposed to be prepared. They are supposed to be accountable. And, you know, there is some belief on a lot of the American people's part in these situations. You know, as I was leaving the office, I was thinking about all the other things I would have liked to have said to them.
Mm-hmm.
And because the adrenaline was still rushing from the...
Hindsight's always 20/20.
And I, you know, there's an impression on the part of the American people that FEMA is like some kind of trust fund that has this money sitting there waiting to help people when these catastrophes strike. And the fact of the matter is that something like 90% of their budget goes to two other areas that have nothing to do with disaster relief. About 10% of their budget is disaster relief. And whenever these crises strike, you'll notice that the president will go make an appearance on the site and he'll promise money.
Uh-huh.
And so with our money, he buys support and looks like, oh, isn't he sweet?
Yeah, he's so caring.
Right.
He cares.
When in fact, it's all a big scam. All right, so give me some positive stories, Jim, from today and yesterday.
Well, you know, I got a favorite story. The very first meeting that we did, we had a guy that came up from Florida. He brought his son. He wanted his son to have a civics experience. He brought his homeschool son along. And we went and we met with Senator Mel Martinez, his legislative aide. And we sat around a table, the group of us that were there, and presented this idea to him. And he started off, he was negative. He said, this can't be done. This is out of, you know, this will never work. You'll never get anywhere. This is not really a great idea. But we continued to talk to him for a while, and pretty soon he was starting to sound like maybe he was one of us. He was talking about how Katrina relief was getting, you know, shoved down their throat. There was all kinds of waste. There was going to be all kinds of screw-ups in this. Nobody was being deliberative about it. He goes, we really need something like this.
Hmm.
And we thought, okay, you know, maybe he's starting to come to our side. And then he started to slip back and say, well, you know, you guys have an uphill battle, and I admire what you're doing, but I don't really see it happening. So Walt Augustinowicz, who's a salesman, says to him, he says, you know, I'm going to be going back to talk to my local media. He already had talked to his media before he left. And he said, what am I going to tell them? And Brian Walsh, the aide, responded, you had a successful meeting with the senator. He's very interested in your proposal, and we will take it into consideration.
Hang on, Jim. We got a question for you from one of our listeners here. You can call in as well. This is Free Talk Live. Take control.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, this is Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Red means stop, green means go, and yellow means go faster. Just kidding, but where did these colorful concepts come from? When I come back, I'll train your thoughts toward color awareness. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Pick up a tornado today at Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, and other fine parts stores. Or visit TornadoAir.com. Stoplight colors were copied from the railroads, where engineers crafted the code to give trains advance warnings and prevent fatal collisions. When African-American inventor Garrett Morgan devised and patented the precursor to today's automatic traffic lights, he only used red and green. Red proved a logical choice for stop, because for thousands of years, it represented danger. Originally, green meant caution, while a clear light meant go. But that idea was quickly scrapped due to confusion with street lights. Soon, engineers revamped their design, using yellow for caution and green for go. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Well, whatever's on your mind, it's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. The live streaming is there for you. Broadband version of the show. Dial-up version, of course, totally free, freetalklive.com. We have Jim Babka on the line from DownsizedDC.org. Fantastic organization. And you have come up with the Read the Bills Act, Jim Babka, which basically is going to do what?
We're going to require that Congress actually sit through a reading of the bill, which will slow the works down, allow, force them to be more deliberate. They have to sign an affidavit if they want to vote in the affirmative for the bill, stating that they have read the bill and are familiar with its contents.
Basically, this Read the Bills Act is going to be probably the biggest step towards small government that our government would ever take in our lifetime,
right,
if it could get through. It is so revolutionary, so brilliant. I mean, we don't have time to get back into all of what's in this act, but if you want more information on Read the Bills, if that sounds tasty and intriguing to you, go to DownsizedDC.org and read all about it, because
I think
it's fascinating.
I think it's got a chance because it's simple. It's a simple idea.
That's true.
And it's not complicated, and I think that's why it has a chance to make it.
Now, what we've been talking to you about, Jim, is your trip to Washington, D.C. You've kind of been sharing some stories with us. You have actually met with some representatives, some senators' aides about Read the Bills. You've had negative response. You've had actually somewhat positive response. Have you secured a sponsor yet for Read the Bills?
No, this was just our first visit, and we did meet a representative that seemed favorably disposed, but he wants to read the bill. We actually got to talk to him directly and his chief of staff.
Wow.
And it was our last appointment. He seems favorably disposed to it, but he is probably not willing to be the lead sponsor. He probably wants to be the first co-sponsor. And there's some reasons for that, and we'll explain that in the Downsizer Dispatch email where I explain the trip next week. But, you know, I have my most disappointing story for you as
okay.
well.
Okay, let's do that one.
That one happened with, we got to meet face-to-face with Tom Feeney, who is a Florida representative over by, NASA is in his district, okay?
Okay.
And Mr. Feeney prides himself on being a very conservative, very fiscally prudent, very responsible, government should be smaller type of congressman.
Really?
In fact,
he sounds like my guy, right?
In fact, he passes out a card. You get one of these every time you come to his office, and these things are on his website, too. He has a 6-point that he uses to judge whether or not legislation is something he should endorse, support, and vote for. Mm-hmm. Number one is less government. Number two is lower taxes. Number three is personal responsibility. Number four is individual freedom. Number five is stronger families. And number six is domestic tranquility and national defense.
Well, the first four
things that we were present, you know, they're on this list, we thought dovetailed perfectly with the Read the Bills Act.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if they actually had to read the bills, it would slow things down here, and some valuable projects, I mean, some projects that I even help out in my district, wouldn't get done.
Yep. It's all about sending money back home, isn't it?
But he spent the rest of the time, and he did most of the talking, telling us that he was supporting another bill that was designed to have budget reform. It has 11 points. So I happen to have read this bill, and on the way out of the office, I said to him, I've read the bill, and I'm aware that this bill is more than 120 pages long, and I follow this stuff, and I couldn't get my head around it.
Jeez.
Read the Bills Act, 5.5 pages long, and everybody I talk to about it, their eyes get wide, and they get excited. Have a nice day.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, there's 534 more people out there that you could talk to about this. So.
That's right.
Jim, let's go to the phones and to the fun to Dave in Alaska with a question for Jim Babka from DownsizedDC.org. Hello, Dave. Dave in Alaska, you're on with Ian, Jason, and Manwich and Jim Babka. Hello. Dave going once?
No.
Dave going twice. Okay. Well,
hello,
maybe Dave is, maybe it's the Alaskan connections. Mm-hmm. They're a little kind of fruity sometimes. So, Jason Manwich, do you have any questions for Jim Babka while we have him on here?
Now, whoever sponsors this bill, are they going to get, like, beaten with a whip in the middle of Washington, D.C. Square for sponsoring your bill? I mean, I would think that the rest of his cronies and cohorts there of the House and the Senate would eat him alive if somebody did, in fact, sponsor your bill.
Well, I think that there is a great deal of fear on their part. In every one of these meetings, there was a common theme that came up, and that was that there are certain people that have more weight when they introduce the legislation than others. In fact, it's probably the most important lesson that we cemented in our minds while we were there.
Mm-hmm.
No one wants to be the very first person to stick their head up like whack-a-mole. They think they're going to get knocked down. And so we understand that now, and we understand a little bit of the lay of the land. But you know what we're trying to do at DownsizedDC.org. I mean, you guys have talked about how easy the system is to register with, and all the things that it does for you. But our system is designed to be sticky. It's designed that when you come in and you register, you become a DC downsizer, and we're able to communicate with you on issue after issue after issue.
Right.
And the reason we're doing that is our number one goal, the thing that's more important to us than any other thing that we're doing, is to get bigger. Because God is on the side of bigger battalions. And so we want to get to the point where we're so big that they cannot afford to ignore us, that they have to respond, and they have to respond. And that story I told you before the previous break about with the aide for Senator Mel Martinez, when he knew that Walt Augustinowicz was going to be going back and he was going to be interviewed by a local paper in the state, he wanted to make sure that the right thing got put on the record there.
Mm-hmm.
These guys are going to be scared of this, and sooner or later one of them is going to be enough of an opportunist, and that's the word I put emphasis on. I don't think we're going to find the most principled person to do this. I think we're going to find an opportunist who's going to say, you know what, I can really be a man of the people with this bill.
Yeah, you want a guarantee to be reelected? This bill, if you sponsor this bill, I mean, any of you senators, representatives listening to this show, this is a virtual guarantee.
But none of them are going to take a chance with their colleagues until we're big enough to make it so that the issue cannot be ignored.
I think that's a great point, and you make a great point about none of these guys want to pop their head up, and that's just kind of, I guess, endemic about politicians. They want to lead the parade. They want to spot parades and go run out in front of it. So basically what you're doing with Downsize DC is you're creating a huge parade.
That's exactly right.
And you are growing. I mean, Downsize DC is growing by leaps and bounds, and why not? It's so easy. There's no cost. There's nothing, no risk. There's nothing except just a little bit of your time to go and check out DownsizedDC.org and get involved.
Yeah. There's only one thing missing from the equation right now, Ian, and that is that we need to get the funding necessary to begin putting ads on the air in targeted congressional districts where we have the best opportunity to get this bill sponsored.
Right.
In those places, we need to build a virtual Potemkin village. They need to think that, man, the sound that's coming out of my constituents is so loud, every congressman must be experiencing this. I must run and sponsor this bill now.
That's a great idea.
So we need to be able to do that. We need to be able to develop a presence on Capitol Hill, where we're constantly there and they're constantly hearing about it again, just to keep putting this idea in front of them so that they think, man, this thing is everywhere.
Well, as you know, we're going to do everything we can to help you out with that, Jim Babka. DownsizedDC.org is the place to go. If what you hold dear, what you hold, true is that government should be small and government should be getting out of people's lives. I mean, this is a surefire way to head in that direction, is to get involved with DownsizedDC.org. Anything else you want to tell us about while we got you here?
Well, we've got new campaigns going on involving what's going on in the big news right now in New Orleans, at the website that people can participate in, and over at our sister organization at the DownsizedDC.com website. We're telling stories of government failure and also of people doing wonderful, incredible things to rescue and aid their fellow citizens without a bit of government assistance.
Awesome. So there you go. Two very separate websites, but both related, downsizedc.org and .com. Jim Babka, thank you as always, sir. And, of course, we'll be in touch. Have a great night. 800-259-9231. Always good to hear from Jim.
You know, he's really doing a great thing there. I so support this Read the Bill thing. I really hope it gets through.
Eventually, it's going to come to the point of, maybe Downside DC puts some ads on the radio in these people's districts saying, your congressperson doesn't support less government. He won't support our bill, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, can you imagine how tough that'd be in Cocoa Beach if they were running that?
We could really tear them up. More coming back, and your calls, of course, if you make them, 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there was someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the show. And normally we'll put you on the air when you call in, but our board op was a bad, bad board op, and he wasn't around when we called for our caller from Alaska.
Oh.
So our apologies go out to Dave from Alaska. But that's okay because we have two other Daves on hold. So hopefully a double dose of Dave will make up for the mistake earlier. 800-259-9231. Something about Dave tonight here on Free Talk Live. Let's go to him. Of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, and you can check out our bulletin board system where we have hundreds of users, over 850 of them, as a matter of fact, and over 49,000 posts for you to surf around through. All free, freetalklive.com. So let's try Dave in Ohio, or David in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you're on the air.
I wanted to ask you guys about the standing army and how it's unconstitutional and all that.
Yeah. What about it?
Well, I know in, what is it, Article 1, Section 8,
yep.
Clause 12 or something like that.
I believe that's about where it is.
You can't fund it for more than 2 years.
Correct.
Now, it doesn't say at a time, though. It just says Congress shall appropriate no money for a term of more than 2 years.
Right.
Now, does that mean that they can just refund it?
Well, it clearly means that if Congress wants to, they can get around whatever it takes. But don't you think that by reading it, that what they were trying to say was that a standing army shouldn't exist for more than 2 years, unless, of course, we happen to be enmeshed in some long war?
Well, obviously.
Right.
It seems obvious. It's clear that on the show we've talked about some. Call them mistakes in the Constitution. Loopholes that allow
vague
the politicians
wording.
To
general welfare
drive yep. their big domain. Old pork belly trucks through. And this is another one.
It's kind of like how Congress has to declare war. However, the president can send troops anywhere he feels needs it for 90 days, and
right.
at the end of that 90 days, can renew it.
That's not in the Constitution.
No, it's not.
By the way,
no,
that 90 day thing. So, yeah, how do you feel about it, Dave? Are you for not having standing armies?
I'm definitely for not having standing armies, but I was arguing with someone about it, and they made an interesting point.
Okay.
And they said, John Adams made the first standing army. That was right after the Constitution went into effect.
Mm-hmm.
So how could Congress forget so soon what that was supposed to mean?
I don't know, man.
Well,
I'm sure they could rationalize it right away if they wanted to.
Yeah. John Adams was also one of the biggest Federalists amongst our founding brothers.
So there you go. I mean, what do you want from these people? They're politicians. You know, they're going to lie to you.
Did the army stand through Jefferson's term? He was the third president.
I'm not 100% sure, but I believe it did.
I'm not 100% sure either. I know
that's a good question.
That
they'd have to be. Remember, this is way back when there was actually some. You'd have to actually fund these things through different means beyond printing the currency.
Right.
So it'd be difficult to keep an army around for that long.
Well, I know they did raise a lot. I think John Adams raised taxes quite a bit to pay for that.
What would have been considered large taxes at the time, now they would be a mere pittance.
Exactly.
A small percentage of what you would be making.
Dave, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate you bringing that to our attention. 800-259-9231 to Patrick in Kentucky, because the other Dave dropped. Patrick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Yes, I've been reading the writings of George Mason, founder of the Bill of Rights, and I've really been getting deep into that.
What do you got to share? What do you have to share?
I just wanted to say that I support this bill, and
you mean the Read the Bills Act?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
and I believe that what happened is what you all haven't mentioned 4 years ago is the fact that they were anthraxed to death. If they didn't sign this Patriot Act, they're going to get anthrax, and they're not going to be able to allow to leave until they sign this bill. I think it was coerced.
I've never heard this, but it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, it's a new idea to me.
I just wanted to make this comment, that's all.
Well, Patrick, interesting suggestion, although the rest of their behavior doesn't quite fit. I mean, they typically don't read the bills they sign. If you watch that Michael Moore movie, which had its ups and downs, but one of the more interesting clips was the interview with one of the senators who actually said...
John Conyers. Yeah, John Conyers sits there and goes... You remember that part? He goes, "Do you really seriously believe we read the bills?"
Yeah, exactly. So it's nothing new. Nothing new. And who can blame them? I mean, who could sit down and read 3,000 pages? They can't read them. How could they possibly expect the American people to read them? It brings me back to the point of how can they possibly expect people to know what the law is? It's impossible. How can you know what the laws are in this country? There's so many of them.
They are legion.
Yeah.
You can say I'm, conspiracy theorist or whatever. I don't think so, but I just think that they had the feds over there and everything in the Capitol during those anthrax attacks.
I don't think they held any guns or made any threats.
Well, no,
to them.
They didn't. Not
You know, I don't think there was any threat necessarily.
I just think they're
big government freaks, and you know, they saw an opportunity to plug some of their favorite things into this bill, so they plugged something in and voted for it, and the rest of them that didn't read it saw it was called Patriot Act, and they just decided, well, if I vote against something that says Patriot on it, my constituents will think I'm unpatriotic, so I better vote for it.
Yeah.
I mean, that has a lot to do with, but really, what you name a bill has a lot to do with whether or not it passes.
Thanks for the call, Patrick. The anthrax thing, I gotta say. I love that. That sounds
interesting idea. 800-259.
You might be able to get me on board on that one.
9231. Hey, let's talk about a gun ban. There's some sort of crazy gun legislation coming up, man, which we're going to get to that on the way. This is your show, though. You can take control and bring up anything. 1-800-259-9231. It is Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea. The Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Show's Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And join us online, freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies that have taken the time to actually take a photograph of themselves, proving that they listen to Free Talk Live, usually involving holding up signage that references Free Talk Live in the photo. You can check it out for yourself, freetalklive.com. And ladies, it's not a beauty contest. We just want the women listening to our show. We want to show you off. Ladies of all shapes, sizes, colors, ages, check it out, freetalklive.com. So, Manwich, tell me about this new frightening gun ban slash whatever. What's going on?
Oh, essentially, they're another really great gun bill. You know, just like the Brady bill, just like the The automatic weapons bill or whatever it was called previously.
Assault weapons ban.
Assault weapons ban. They've got another one here it's going to solve crime in America, people.
Of course.
Of course it is.
Just like each one that preceded it.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So this one
That's right. We're down to 5 murders a year in this country. No.
This one is going to give mandatory minimum sentences to people who are involved in criminal street gang crime.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not really good at defining what a criminal street gang is. Hmm. It could be, you know, just a few people together, like your family. Right. And you just have to violate, you know, 2 of these little laws here, you know, the laws that they have mentioned in here, which one of them is being within 1,000 yards of a school. I don't know where you can go in a city and not be within 1,000 yards of a school.
Yeah, I actually saw a chart, or not a chart, but a map the other day where they took just a random city, I guess, and charted all of the school zone locations, because it's not just school zones, there's some other locations.
Yeah, churches.
Churches, right. So they charted all of these different locations that this federal law that prohibits you from being 1,000 feet within, I guess it's a 1,000-foot radius within that area. And basically, there's these little spots all over the city, and it'd be so difficult for you to travel from point A to point B mm-hmm. in the city and not cross through, you know, at least 3 or 4 of these things.
Now, if I was a criminal, I'd be saying, sweet, I'm committing all my crimes around schools, around the playgrounds, nobody's packing heat. It's going to be great.
That's true.
It's true.
Why do you think these guys get away with these school shootings so often? Because there's nobody around to defend anyone. Everyone's disarmed.
It's a very true statement.
So what's the other little law that
could break? Well, there's many of them, but another one is that you could use a gun to, you know, in the commission of a crime, and you know, so you've got the gun, and then you've used it within the 1,000 feet of the school, and then say you're trying to scare off somebody with your gun. Well, if you're in a state where you're supposed to back off, Castle Doctrine, you know. Then you've committed a crime by just pulling your gun and trying to scare people away from, say, your family, a group of people who have been helping you. You've just committed a gang crime.
Yeah.
Are you with me?
So if I wanted to come up to you and your wife and kid and try to rob you and you pull your gun to try to scare me away,
mm-hmm.
you've just committed a crime.
Yeah, and it's a 10-year minimum sentence.
The Gulf Coast Crips.
10-year minimum sentence?
10-year minimum sentence. The judge has no discretion in this circumstances, whatsoever.
Is it just me, or are more crimes going in that direction, these mandatory minimum sentences? They started with the war on drugs. Now we're going to bring it over to...
They don't allow judges to do their jobs.
Right.
They don't allow...
Yep. Why don't you just replace the judge with, Otomo Judge 2000?
Yeah.
We find you guilty.
Exactly.
And, you know, they're always talking about these activist judges. I see an activist legislature here.
Hey, can we check that software out on the Automaton Judge? Let's see. Hey, there is no innocent option in here. We're coming back. Hour number 2 is on the way. It's your show. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231 or you'll be guilty.
You're never innocent. You're always not guilty.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
If you